Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Day. The throw from Canizaro and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Day scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ferry. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Ferry steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas bunts towards the mound. Morton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Hunt covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Canizzaro, and Kessinger drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Ferry reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. Fairley moves to third. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs too. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bateman moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Staub reaches second base with a double. Bateman scores. Day goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland misplays the ball. That's an error on Sutherland. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferry throws the ball into Sutherland, who relays the ball to Hunt, who tags Santo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hickman moves to third. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields the ball and throws to Morton covering. Safe. Hickman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Expos. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Canizaro moves to third. It's Expos, 4, Cubs, 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Canizaro scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dan McGinn now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Santo moves to second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Staub reaches second base with a double. Day moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. fairly hits a pop-up towards second base. Beckert makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Day scores. Staub scores. One out. It's 6-5, Expos. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ferry hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Pepitone moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Bobby Wine now playing shortstop. Stan Swanson now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pepitone moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. There goes Hickman trying to get to home. Swanson throws the ball into Bateman who tags Hickman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's Expos, 6, Cubs, 6. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 6. The Expos will come to bat. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canizaro is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 6. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Day bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Staub is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hunt trying to get to home. Hickman throws the ball into Canizaro, who tags Hunt, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Staub moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 6. The Expos will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson bunts towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing left field. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canai's zero bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cleo James pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Ernie McAnally now pitching. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to third. Canai's Zaro moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Canai's Zaro moves to third. James moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.